Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we talked the NFL.
How was Santa?
Oh, no. Let's save the Santa Land stuff. Your Mattingly stuff. Why don't we do that here? I know you went on a little bit before, but the Hall of Fame. Where was I? So, yeah, that was last time. I was at the Ranger game finding out. I was actually shocked.
Me too.
To see that he only got 6 votes.
He got fewer than last time.
Didn't even come close.
I don't understand it. Now, if you told me there were a bunch of people on the committee that never played the game, okay, I still wouldn't agree with it. But when I found out some of the components to the panel... I mean, Robin Yount's on the panel. Ozzie Smith is on the panel. Alan Trammell is on the panel. Every one of those players were in their absolute prime when Don Mattingly, for a couple of years, was the best player in baseball.
They could have voted for him, though.
They could have, yeah. And then maybe only 3 others. Yeah, so we got 6 total. I'm not saying that they didn't vote for him, but I think part of the deal is to really almost... convince others in the room that aren't as sold as you. And if they tried, well, they didn't do a good job. If they didn't try, well, then shame on them. I mean, this whole damn thing is so convoluted. Now, he's not eligible till 2028?
It's over.
I don't even understand these stupid subsets now with these committees. How many committees are there? I mean, it's just... if you told me, if I were to really, truly... remove emotion, which I am capable of doing it, even though it's Mattingly, my all-time favorite athlete, as you know, by him. Chris Mullin, number 2.
I saw your post on social media.
Which one? The one on Instagram or the other one?
You and Mattingly.
You saw the picture
Instagram
of me and Donnie side by side?
Yeah.
You can tell how much I tried to emulate him.
I know.
Maybe I'll post it. I probably won't post it on X. I'll just get harpooned with ridiculous comments. But it's on my Instagram page where there's a picture of Mattingly coming off the base and a picture of me doing the same thing in college. And, you could just tell I watched him and I tried to actually emulate him. Matter of fact, if I didn't try to be Don Mattingly, I probably would have been a better player. Anyway, the point is that I understand, and these are old conversations. I don't want to go too deep, but I know the prime wasn't that long. I get it. And I know that there were just really too many years where especially as a first baseman, he was not a threat at the plate at all. Nominal power, a couple of down years, 288, 288. I know it all, trust. I know every Mattingly stat in the world. The only reason this really truly bothers me is because more and more and more and more and more players that have legitimate holes in their resumes are being granted enshrinement. And I just don't understand why this guy... And now, last night's vote was also about contribution to the game. That was one of the 5 or 6 elements of a criteria. And, I mean, the man's been coaching. He was just in the World Series. You know, he coached the Dodgers. Managed the Dodgers. Managed the Marlins. He's been around. You know, was on the Yankees bench as a hitting coach. For a man who was so revered... and at his apex, undeniably such an all-time player at the apex, but such a high-character, clear non-cheater. The way Don Mattingly gets disrespected, I have no rational explanation for it. I just don't.
I was just surprised at the fewer votes. I thought for sure this would be his best shot to get in.
Me too.
I do think that Kent deserved to get in. I'm not surprised that Bonds and Clemens didn't get in, while I do think they deserved. Dale Murphy, to me, should have been a Hall of Famer. Don Mattingly should have been a Hall of Famer, especially to your point with all the other guys that got in. So I'm not going to go nuts about it. It's been, you know, years since I really cared about this thing.
Yeah.
I know he, you know, that was your guy, so I understand a lot of Yankee fans were bothered last night.
I got to carry the cross for Donnie. If we stop, nobody's going to do it for him.
But I thought that there was a legitimate chance that baseball would right the wrong of not having Don Mattingly in last night, and to see it go the other way,
I know,
made no sense.
It seemed, yeah, I know, that's the thing. When I thought that was like, I really couldn't wait. I record, like I did the Jets podcast, whatever, then I was watching some other stuff, watching some games. Like, I'm like, let me record MLB Network, because I'm going to be wrapped up in some stuff in case I forget that it's on. Like, I really, in years past, I'm like, let me just get the announcement on social media. I really wanted to watch the conversation and like the coverage. And
I wish you were rolling on yourself when that went down.
Well, you know what? It was just, I wasn't, yeah, come on, what am I going to do? Yell and scream and throw something?
What'd you do? 50.
No, I was just like, man,
like,
I was,
oh, come on.
I was sad.
Oh, okay.
I was sad. And then I was perplexed when I found out that it went backwards and that some others that I thought should have gotten in didn't get in. Now, this is my gripe, right? Or at least this is something I've got a real issue with. Now, I do believe that Jeff Kent should have gotten in.
Right.
He was a great hitter for many years at a position where there's not a lot of great hitters. There's a couple, Joel Morgan, Baerga, you know, just not that many. I mean, Robbie Alomar. So I get it. I get it. Robbie Cano. I get it with him. But look, just do me a favor. Just pull up Jeff Kent's baseball reference page. And this is not to knock him as somebody who shouldn't be in. It's just to really get it back to Mattingly and to a lesser extent Keith Hernandez as well.
Kent going to go in
Jeff
as a Met?
No, of course not. But then, well, that's kind of my point. So he comes up in 92, obviously part of the trade.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't start to really do anything of significance until 97, when he gets eighth place in the MVP vote.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, he hit with the Mets in 93, 21 and 270. Right, 94, the strike shortened year, 292, would have had over 20 home runs there. I mean, you know, at least.
Yeah, but OPS, OPS 767, 696, 76.
Right, okay, so that's 97 when he went to San Fran.
And then, you know, he starts to go nuts out there. Now, is it because Bonds is behind him or in front, whatever? I mean, I guess they wrote it. Whatever he hit, I don't even remember the order. Was it because there was a lab out there? And I'm not saying he ever cheated. I'm not saying that. But I find that
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Pretty interesting that, you know, you don't really do a ton until you become 30, 31, and then all of a sudden you become one of the best players in baseball. How is that possible? Whereas with somebody like Mattingly, it's the exact opposite, where he came out, batting title, MVP in 85, should have won the MVP in 86, Clemens a pitcher, got it, Donnie finished second, then you have 87 with the consecutive home run streak, Dale Long, blah, 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 all the gold gloves. Like, that's the trajectory of a natural career. What Jeff Kent did to me, and I'm not, when I say unnatural, I'm not saying that he cheated. I'm not saying that. But it's not a natural arc of production. And the other thing, too, I am big on this. I know you are as well. Go to baseballreference.com. What do you really see? What's the first thing you see?
Yeah, no black.
Bold, not a single bold or a single italicized for Jeff Kent. And he's in the Hall of Fame.
Sacrifices 2 years in a row.
Sacrifice bunts or sacrifice what? I know. Sacrifice hits?
Sack flies.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Amazing. Let's build a whole new wing for the king of the sacrifice fly.
Extremely bold I see there. I don't know. When you put it that way, I mean, for a second baseman to put up monster numbers like that, I do believe he's a Hall of Famer. But to your point, no bold means he wasn't one of the best players in the sport pound for pound. It's just position-wise. And then there does have to be a little bit at least of speculation as to why he didn't really take off until he was 29 years old in San Francisco, where the
with Bonds.
Yeah. All right.
I really feel badly for Don. You know, it bothers me because he's such a steward of the game, and you listen to the people who were on the field with him in real time, and they all say, this guy, and I watched it, this guy was the best player. And then you add an incredible level of character and perseverance and everything that you want from a Hall of Famer, and the door keeps, it just gets slammed in his face, and it's disrespectful, and it doesn't make any sense to me. I'm tired of it.
BT and Sal show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Adam is calling from Wantagh about the Mets. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Would love to hear you guys do a podcast down the road. I think that would be great. You guys were talking earlier about the Mets options and, like, if they lose out on Schwarber and they lose out on Alonso, that they could be in trouble. Nobody's talking about the two Japanese imports that were posted, Murakami and Okamoto. I'm not hearing anything from you guys or anyone on the station.
We did. Adam, you must have missed the show. Sal, when did we get into that?
Last week, multiple times. Yeah. Last week, we definitely did it. We've done it initially. Also, Tatsuya Amai.
The pitcher, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy I really want the Mets to get. I want them to get him. But, yes, we've talked about it. Is there one player in particular you want?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I could see maybe Alonso coming back as more of a DH and then Murakami being the first baseman or Okamoto, either one, but where you take Alonso and you say, hey, you're going to be more of a DH, whatever happens with Schwarber, and you can go heavy in on bidding for these Japanese guys. I think there may be a little bit less competition, I think, for the Mets on one of them.
Yeah,
a fairly interesting read there. I think it makes sense what he just said.
The only guy I want from Japan this year is Tatsuya Amai, the pitcher. I loved what he said about the Dodgers, and also the Mets need pitching, and I take a flyer on him. I'm not expecting Yamamoto, but I want to take a flyer on him. The other guys, I think there are some issues. I forget the exact names. Kaz Okamoto.
Yeah.
He's more of a, I think, well-rounded player. I think he's a better fit for the Yankees than he would be for the Mets at this point. And Murakami, the guy who's got the power, on paper it seems appealing, but when you learn he can't hit a fastball above 93 miles an hour.
Yeah, that was something I brought out. I guess that was, we have been talking about it because I said that about 2 weeks ago on the show. I remember referencing that where his batting average against, this is in Japan, on fastballs 93 miles per hour or more was like, it was 0.79. It was like sickly. It was like 1930s horrendous. It was just, I couldn't even wrap my mind around how bad that is for somebody who's going to be brought stateside. You can't hit 93. You can't play. Like, there's nothing else to talk about. This is not Greg Maddux throwing 93 with sick movement. This is like just the average fastball. I don't know what to tell you. If you're going to invest real money in somebody who cannot get around on a 93-mile in the year 2025 and soon to be 2026, that guy's not a major league hitter. Yeah. He's just not.
I'm intrigued by each of those players. I'd like to see what they can do because I don't think the numbers automatically correlate here. We've seen it go the other way, too, where players – I think Ohtani was one who was not a great power hitter before he came here, and then all of a sudden turned into one of the best power hitters the game has ever seen. If memory serves, or if I was just having this conversation maybe a month ago or something, where we were talking about players from Japan. So you just don't know. Murakami's numbers can look bad against the fastballs. All of a sudden he comes here. Maybe it's a bit of a different story. So there's intrigue behind these guys because we don't know what they can bring. For me, in the spot that the Mets are in specifically, I don't think you could pivot from Alonso or Schwarber and go sign Murakami and roll the dice on that. Even if he does turn out to be good, that's too much of a gamble.
Yeah, and the other thing that I would not do is now, I'm not looking to put up a five-year window for Pete to play first base for the Mets. I mean, DH is different, but first base. I'm not going to sign a Japanese player that's got no defensive equity here and just kick my franchise player to the side.
Yeah.
Especially if there's some questions around the offense. Now, look at this real fast. The major league average fastball velocity has steadily risen from around 89. I would have thought it would have been a little bit more than that even. 89 in the early 2000s. So what do you think it was in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? 89 in the early 2000s to over 94.5 in 23 through 19 through 2025. So, I mean, that is the main prerequisite. Now, the next level is, can you recognize a changeup? Can you keep your hands back on a curve? Like, that you got to figure out. You can't hit a fastball. I have no interest in you.
Brian is calling from Rochester. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Brian, what's happening, man?
Jim is calling from Johnson City, Tennessee. What's up, Jim? Maybe we cut the phone lines again. all right. I'm not sure what's going on there with the phones. Are we up and running? Nobody knows what's happening here.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
It's part of the issues here. Sometimes we have
that's
that with
good
the
on
phones.
My end.
Yeah, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Frank is in Monroe. Let's try this again. Frank?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
There we go.
Hey,
what's up, Frank?
Hey, BT, this is mainly for you. I'm a Mattingly guy, just like you.
Yep.
And I'm 65 years old. I've seen a lot of great Yankees in my life. But nobody liked Mattingly. I've been to a lot of games, a lot of World Series games. The best game I ever went to was Mattingly's first playoff game.
I was there. I was there. Second one as well. I was there. Both.
I would have pushed my mother down 10 flights of stairs to get to that game.
Frank, when he came out, when he jogged on the field, the thunderous applause. Dude. And remember the... What was it, Mattingly Man or Batman? Like some sign in center field. It was epic nights. It was absolutely insane. People
best
loved it.
Best game I ever went to.
Yep.
And I was at the Mr. November game, but nothing was better than that Mattingly first playoff game.
Yeah.
And then the next night, he had a home run.
Oh, I know.
And I wish I was there for that game.
I was.
But I was at the first. He got a couple of hits in the first game, so I was happy about that.
He hit 417. He had 417 in the five games against Seattle. That's the other thing too. He finally gets there. He doesn't hit like 190. It's 417, a home run, a double. Listen, understand, guys. This is not me trying to stretch the boundaries of what Dottie did as a player, because it is lean and it is light. Once you get past, it's undeniable. I mean, geez, I don't care what kind of Mattingly fan you are. You got to recognize it was two very different careers. My problem is, while he's getting overlooked and pushed aside, they're opening the door for guys who couldn't shine his shoes. That's what drives me nuts.
I think Mattingly is the one guy that even Met fans can appreciate and relate to. You know, because he's the one Yankee that is a lot like a Met.
He's got no championships.
Correct. I love Mattingly. He's my favorite Yankee, too. I loved him in the 80s. No, you know what I used to love about Mattingly, all kidding aside?
What, the stash, the hair?
No, mimicking his stance.
Oh, God, I can do it. Oh, yeah, me too.
I love
that front shoulder.
Oh, man, crouch down a little bit, and then boom, pop up.
Oh, yeah, I used to do it every day.
Yeah, I know. So I joke around, obviously, about it. And it is sad that he didn't get a chance to win. And, of course, he goes nuts in the 95 postseason. He leaves, and the dynasty begins. But I always loved Mattingly as a kid, collecting his cards, all that stuff. And to think about this, as you guys were talking about Mattingly, and I'm like, man, think about how long ago Mattingly was in his prime.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Well, give me like the years.
40
right?
years.
That's the last time the Mets won a World Series.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, that's a you thing, not a me thing.
It's a reality thing.
No, I know.
It's really them thing. Like, yeah, well. It's reality. The fact that we could, man, Mattingly and people listening, like, who the hell's Mattingly? There's a lot of people that don't even know. Mattingly in his prime still was more recent than the Mets' last World Series win.
Okay, well, let me put it in different context that you will definitely appreciate and everybody will understand. So there's a 40-year window. All right, imagine
40 years.
That is frightening. Imagine flipping on WFAN in 1987 and somebody referencing aggressively and strongly a player from 1947.
Right.
That's the equivalent, dude. Think about it in that context.
That
40
is scary.
Years.
That's frightening.
47. I mean, 47, the World War II was just ending.
I mean, Mike and Chris would do it regularly, but even then, for a young listener, you're probably like, what the
That's
hell?
What I'm saying.
Yeah. BT and Sal on the fan.
But I'll tell you what, hold on. But it didn't bother me. Like, when Mike and Chris, and it's also my favorite sport, it's the one that I know the best, but when Mike would go into Mantle and yep. Dog would go into Willie Mays, and you'd hear about the Gibsons and the Drysdales and the I actually enjoyed that. Even when I was young, I had no point of reference in terms of maybe some old, like, This Week in Baseball footage, whatever it might be. But that never bothered me. But I also think that, this is a broad generalization, that the older generations are probably more willing to listen to stories from the past than today's younger fans. Maybe if you are, then I'm certainly not trying to offend you. I think that's a broad statement. I could be wrong, right. But that's what it felt like.
Why would I want to listen to you go on and on and on about Mattingly when I just scroll through TikTok for a few seconds? BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.